Welcome, friends and family. Those of you who are just getting on the line, we are so happy to have you here celebrating with Sunday Morning Breakfast as we move forward and continue the conversation on stop being a victim. That's right, we got to get up and fight. There's no reason just to sit still and dwell on the things of what has been because of the environment I'm in, because of who's done this to me or that. No, it's time to say I'm here because I live, because I choose life, because I allow God to direct and move forward the purpose he has in my life. So stop being a victim. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're going to continue to drive into and continue to just be inspired as we're here on this morning's fellowship call, inspirational call. We are so happy that you're here and excited to bring in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
Good deal. So we welcome everybody on the call. Ms. Tiana, let's go ahead and open up with prayer, please.
All right, let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity just to serve you and to see another day of yours come to fruition. As we walk through this day and each day that comes after, may we do so joyously. May we do so victoriously. May we do so with the knowledge that, Heavenly Father, that you have given us an amazing purpose to fulfill in this gift of life that you have provided us. We thank you for the word that's about to go forward this morning. We thank you for this ministry and for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. All righty, y'all. So we've been talking this entire week about stop being a victim. That's a choice. We all have been victimized, but we don't have to make, and we don't have to we don't have to live the life of a victim. A lot of people make themselves the victim. Notice I said they make themselves the victim. You know, the beautiful thing about being in Christ is that we're going to suffer. It's called long-suffering. The Bible makes it very plain and very clear. He said that the master suffers, surely the servant will. If you choose to follow God, you're going to suffer. But don't take suffering as having to play the role of a victim. Because if we play the role, if we be the victim, how can we be the victor? How can we be the overcome? As a matter of fact, how can we be the one who more than conquers?
Amen.
We can't play both roles now. Okay? I think sometimes that's what people tend to try and play in life. You ever seen like Eddie Murphy and Professor Clump and played all the different roles, the mother, the father, the Professor Clump, you know? All right. And he also played the bad guy. You've seen Martin, how he plays Shanae, and Otis plays Elroy, you know, Roscoe, you know. So we can't do all that in God. Okay? We can't play victim and then play the role of Christian at the same time. It doesn't work like that. Okay? Unfortunately, this is not a movie, nor is it a sitcom. And I said unfortunately for a reason, because the fortunate thing behind it is that those things only air for seasons. This is for eternity.
Amen.
Okay? So at some point in time in our life, we have to decide to get up and fight. That which you don't get up and fight, you become a slave to. Did I say that too fast?
No, clear as day.
Oh, yeah. That which you don't get up and fight, you become a slave to. Okay? And that is not what God desires, wants, but that's not why God created you. Okay? But we got to come to the conclusion that victim, victor, one of the roles we got to choose, we got to stick with it. Okay? We're going to have to stick with it. And we have to decide. Ms. Tiana, go ahead.
Yes, sir. And thank you for saying that. That choice is so critical. One of the quotes I found as we're preparing for this was, you are not a victim. No matter what you've been through, you're still here. You have been challenged. You may have been hurt. You may have been betrayed, beaten, or discouraged. But nothing has defeated you. You are still here. You're a survivor. You're a victor. So stop being a victim. The victim mentality may say, I am who I am since my environment has shaped me into this person. But a victor's mentality will say, I am who I am because I live. Only God can shape me. When we complain, we make ourselves a victim. It's our responsibility to leave the situation, change the situation, or accept it. All else can be considered madness. Being a victim of life or other people's behaviors sometimes can sneak up on us. And we may not even have a clue that we're doing it. But in order for us to identify if we are, we have to have some kind of integrity inside of us, which means that we are being completely honest about our own experience without attaching it to a because. For example, we may be saying something like, I'm angry because she didn't call me. I'm sad because they hurt my feelings. But if we put that because right there, we're giving power to that thing and operating in a victim mentality. So while it may seem that someone is to blame for our, let's say, anger or sadness, using those two examples, if we take the time to expand our consciousness, we will see that those are just perfect circumstances to show us that there may be something unhealed that we need to address, but it's for us to choose. It's for us to choose and to understand that we have a freedom to survive, a freedom to be victorious in that situation, to walk in that victory and empower ourselves to deal with the matter head on, not blaming that situation. And most importantly, we have the power, we've been given that gift, to use love as our only weapon to walk through it. Jesus shows us that example, and that he did not exert force on anyone, nor did he ever blame another person for anything. He was completely centered while people hurled insults at him, hurled slurs at him, beat him, left him for dead. He was completely unaffected. And if I'm not mistaken, in all the times, blessed those that insulted him. He sure enough said, forgive them, Father, because they know not what they do. He showed us that love is the only thing that truly has power. So by using his example, when we have gotten to the point where we unconditionally love and dish out blessings and love to others, a confidence emerges within us that allows us to humbly accept everyone exactly as they are. That's how we stand up and fight. That's how we are victorious. Over time, as we are completely honest with ourselves about what we are experiencing and using love as our only defense mechanism, we will begin to see that we are actually healing those around us that normally would have maybe heightened a victim mentality in us. Our complete confidence in the power of love will send our inner victim running for the hills. I hope you ate well.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Ms. Tiana. So, Kyle, let's look at it this way. What is a victim? Let's flow with me. What's a victim, Ms. Tiana?
A victim is someone who has been hurt or something has happened to them and who's allowing that thing to control their lives.
Okay. So the very thing that hurt you tends to control you. Now, you know, if the thing that hurts you controls you, that means that God is not controlling you because God doesn't hurt you.
Amen.
Doesn't hurt you. Okay, okay, okay. All right. So let's read Revelation 5 and 5, Miss Tiana. Y'all write that down. It's not going to be very long this morning, but let's read Revelation 5 and 5.
But no one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scrolls and to loose its seven seals." Amen.
Read that again.
But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals."
In my Bible, and one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more." See all that whining their victims do? Isn't that something? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. When do you get up? See, the night is indicative of your dark time. Your dark time is, you know, there's, you know what people say? That's not, you know how people try and, you know how we get it. People get deep into being theologians, and there's no darkness. That's just the absence of light. Okay, cool. Since God is light, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, but with the light of the world, salt of the earth. Okay. Since he is light, that means it's just an absence of.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think that's fair to say. With that being said, how long do we experience light versus darkness in a 24-hour period?
Time of day, about half the day. Or three quarters of the day.
Okay, something like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One, the weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. See, here's the important part about that. We weep when we're absent of the presence of God. But when we get back in his presence, when you come to know who you are in God, what God created you for, how could you actually play the role of the victim? You allow your circumstance to be your before, but your victory could be your after. I'm going to say this again. You have to have a before in order to convince people about who you are in God. So you cannot have a testimony without first having a test. So God allowed the weeping moment, but he didn't allow it for the one who would conquer. He allowed it. Remember, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. He allowed it so that it can be a part of the testimony.
Amen.
Okay, let me put it this way. Without the cross, how many of us would know about Jesus? You got so many people that got a cross on their chain, on their pictures, in their yard, on their body. A cross. What is the cross symbolic of? Sacrifice. But see, here's the problem. It's funny how we love the cross, but don't love the one who overcame it.
Come on.
I'm about to teach you a little something this morning. It's mighty, mighty, mighty funny how we love the cross, but we don't understand the one who was on it. Do you understand? I said, was on it.
Yes.
What's the topic again, Miss Tiana?
Stop being a victim. Get up and fight.
Ain't there something? Lazarus, get up. See, victims play dead. And sometimes they ain't even playing. They are. God came to give life and give it more abundantly. See, when you're not a victim and you begin to walk in conquering things, being more than conquerors, you don't have time be comfortable in a position where you lay stuff down. The Bible says it this way. Nobody could take God's life. In other words, he wasn't a victim. Oh, Lord. He laid it down. But see, he wasn't comfortable laying down. Why do you think he's sitting upright right now? Because the Bible says he's seated. Mm-hmm. Come on.
At the right hand? Yes, indeed.
Right? See, there's a difference. People who are comfortable laying down play the victim role very well. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all hear me? They play the victim
yes.
role very, very well. Y'all, Revelation 5:5, read it one more time, Miss Tiana.
But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals."
Weep
Amen.
No more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of, he's talking about God. The Root of David has conquered. He's talking about God. In other words, why are you playing the victim role when you're supposed to be Christian? If you're a Christian, you are Christ-like. He never played the victim role, although they spit on him. Mm-hmm. They talked about him. Mm-hmm. They put him down. They mistreated him. But he never played the victim role. See, although outside circumstances happen to you that you can't control, because God is in the control of all. He's the owner. He's the ruler. He's the King of Kings. All of this is his. The earth and the fullness. I mean, everything in your refrigerator. Refrigerator yours and everything in it yours. Just imagine that being earth and life on the inside. Everything is God's. Sin belongs to God. You better hear me. Satan belongs to God. You better hear me. That means he controls it. Everything, the refrigerator included, belongs to God.
That's right.
So if that's your daddy, that means he has me on a hot or cold side, on the top or third shelf, on the door shelf. He has me by the spoiled meat. He has me by the stuff that very well may be trying to create bacteria. He has me in the frozen parts. He has me in the depths. He has me when I open the door in the light. He has me when I close the door in the darkness. But he controls it all. So why are you playing the victim role?
Okay.
Or I just gave you a whole analogy of a refrigerator, but I use God. In life, in earth. Why are you playing the victim role when he can open the door as he chooses to? When he
Amen.
Can in there as he chooses to. See, when you are more than a conqueror, what you start to do is, you know, because you're Christian, you start to play the God role. That means I'm in the refrigerator, I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. Because I got to go. God said he would give me the desires of my heart. And since my heart is after him, I got to come out of it. Yes, Lord. I would never play the role of a victim because I'm playing the role of an overcomer. And then I'm not playing the role. I am the role. Use me,
Amen.
God.
Amen. Mm.
See?
Mm.
When you start to play the role of an overcomer, then roles that Martin played, that Eddie Murphy played, you can play them from the heavenly component because God was all things. God is all things. He will forever be all things to all people at all times. See, he plays multiple parts, but each part that he plays is a part that causes people to experience something called anointing. All anointing is like a pheromone. You know how you see ants follow one another, but you can't see what they're following? It's like a trail. In other words, I lead people to Christ by my life story. In other words, it started off as being victimized, but it ended up being a victor. In other words, I have no time to be playing the lesser of the two. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it big. And that's why I'm more than a conqueror. I've gotten up and fought. Satan thought he had me, yeah, but see, he didn't know who my daddy was. And I claim him to be my daddy because, see, when it's my daddy, I respond to my daddy's calling. See, what he said, my sheep know my voice. In other words, I can't hear when somebody want me to play a role called victim. Oh, I know what you did to me, but see, you ain't doing no way because who owns the refrigerator? Huh? Who owns Whirlpool? Who owns that refrigerator, refrigerator? Who owns it? So, Satan, you can't get no credit for what happened because everything that happened in my life wasn't because of you. It was because of God. That means good, bad, and indifferent. You can never get me to play the role of a victim when I know he's the orchestrator. Huh? He's the author of my life.
Tell it.
Those who operate in confusion have accepted the role of victim because who they're allowed to author their life. You understand? What you're going through, sir, is not by coincidence. What you're going through in life, huh? With your children, what you're going through on your job, what you're going through with your finances, that is not coincidence. Let God write your story, but don't play the role of a victim and say, y'all don't understand, though. I've tried. Y'all don't understand. Look at my color. I haven't come from the best of best environments. Sir, what you're going through, Ms. Tiana, better tell them, it's not by coincidence. Huh?
Yes.
It's by God. It is by design. Ma'am, you don't have to be fearful of nothing. Get up and fight. See, the enemy wants you to lay down. The enemy don't want you to put on a full surface attack. Because the enemy has told you that if you attack me, I'm going to attack you and let everybody know. But ma'am, it's okay. If you go ahead and judge yourself, it don't matter what they know. As a matter of fact, it's funny, huh? When you start to telling yourself, you know how people say, look at me. That's what comedians do. Look how black I am. So you can't joke about me being black when I'm talking about myself.
Come on.
Oh, I put the role of being a victim. Ma'am, you don't have to be fearful of what they might say. Say it about yourself.
Yes.
In victory. Oh, I know I'm big. I know I'm fat, but it won't be for long. But look, I talk about myself. Look how big I am. You can't talk about me, though. You can't hurt my feelings. So whatever I did in my past, you can't hold it over my head right now because I'm not walking in my past. See, God wrote my story. He didn't rewrite it. He wrote my story. See, I'm the one who actually took up another form, but I throw that form away. That script I throw away. I'm no longer playing the role of a victim. Look, fire me from the set. As a matter of fact, I quit Satan because, see, I know who wrote your story. So why would I give you authority when you're not the real? Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
You're not the real producer, so why would I let you produce mine when he writing yours? You ain't nothing but a middleman. Oh, Satan, you a side piece, and I don't deal with side pieces.
Come on.
I want the whole entree, the whole enchilada. I don't do with side nothing. I don't even place a side order. Somebody talking about, I do, Mr. Carr. I do. And that's what I meant to be. Don't choke over there. Huh? Oh, no. We don't do that. We don't do all that kind of stuff because we too busy getting up and fighting. Didn't the Bible say it this way, if you didn't catch it? Stop being a victim. Didn't he say a righteous man will fall several times, but do what?
Get up.
Y'all heard that? But get up. That means it's inevitable that you're going to experience some downfalls. In other words, God has already woven that in the plans. But
that's
victims
right.
Stay down. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Victims stay down. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. But victors get up. See, I can't work from the I can't work from the bottom. I may have started there. Come on, Drake. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Where are you? At the top? He didn't create you to be the tail. See, the tail sits down. See, my head was once knocked down, but since I'm the head, I had to rise up. Because, see, I had, Lord, why you think your eyes on the top of your head, near your head, and not on your toes?
Come on, see, you can
funny,
see.
Huh? It looks funny, huh? That's like a cartoon character thing, huh? See, the victims play the role of laying down.
Yes, indeed.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. Huh? Y'all heard me?
Yes.
Come on, Bear Tech. Play dead. Jesus laid his life down. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Satan assumed that he was dead until that doom. That ground shook on that third day.
Yes.
Miss Tian, I'm going to say it to you because they ain't woke quite yet. See, playing the role of a victim. And now Satan was like, don't holler now when he woke up. Don't holler now. Oh, yeah. Because you wanted to be the big old bad wolf, the big old bear, the bear attack. But see, Jesus laid his life down. Sin thought it had conquered Jesus. But see, he had to lay it down to come up. In other words, God gave us the blueprint. It's okay to be down. Oh, it's okay to be victimized. But don't
come
stay there. G- Jesus had to go upward. Lord, have mercy. Because wherever your heart is, that's where you're going to find yourself going. Those who stay down go to hell. Because you thought you was down now. You thought it was hell on earth up until you, what Medea said, I'm going to stomp them down 6 more feet. Hell deeper than where you at right now.
Come on.
Lord, have mercy. Yeah, victims go down. They go down even further. You thought it was bad now. It gets worse in the day of judgment. See, this down is what you allow Satan to write your script with. But the down what God gives you is going to be eternal.
Come on.
Called hell. See, Satan didn't create hell because nobody would make a place that's uncomfortable for him. God wrote it. God created hell. Oh, Lord. So if being a victim is worse than this, being a victor is way better than what we've ever experienced. Huh? That big old bad bear ran. Huh? Thought that Jesus played dead until he got up.
That's right.
Huh? Ain't that something? I thought I
did. It is.
Y'all didn't see the what was indicative of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Yes.
Oh, Father, the Son, oh my God, and the Holy Spirit. Do y'all understand? Huh? The significance behind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? The fiery furnace? Okay. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Do you understand? The three? And them three? Didn't both of them go in the fiery furnace? Didn't Jesus go to hell and take some keys? Didn't he come out? Y'all better hear me. Lord, I'm ready.
Yes.
Just because he put you there don't mean that you played a victim there. That means you come up out of that thing. See, you got to go as a man thinking. You got to go as a woman is. You got to go where your heart leads you. Where your heart leads you, who got your heart?
All right.
See, as a matter of fact, don't go where your heart leads you. The Bible says to lead your heart, only a fool follows his heart. See, in other words, you tell your heart where to go. My God. In other words, I don't listen to my emotions. My emotions listen to me. And I say, emotions, shut up, because you want to play with Satan, but you're going to listen to what I said. You want to play with your past. You want to play with the doggone debt. You want to play with the things that God said not to play with. So we've been down, yep, check. We done lost some stuff, check, check. Huh? We done been ridiculed and talked about, check, 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 check. Huh? We actually sometimes put ourselves there. Big old check. But the thing is, I ain't about to play the role of a victim. I'm about to fight and fight back. I'm going to get my credit straight. I'm going to get my reputation straight. I'm going to get the brand that God has put on me straight. I'm more than an overcomer. In other words, I've been down, but Craig, get up.
Amen.
Hey, that's something, y'all. I ain't going to keep
y'all.
Morning. I ain't going to keep y'all too long. It's time to get up and fight. Hmm? It's time to get up and fight, y'all. The longer you procrastinate in addressing your issues that have made you the victim, in other words, the longer you keep on procrastinating the thing that has separated you from God, that then separated glory from your life, the more power you give it. You better get up and fight. Whatever it is, you better get up and fight. Stop being afraid of it. You better look it in its eyes head on every day and fight that thing until it starts to bow down to your God. Since you love God, fight it. Because how can God fight and you ain't swinging on the other end?
Amen.
Oh, let me say it again. Stop being a victim. How can God fight for you and you not fighting for him? My God. I'm about to write that down. Huh? How can God, that's a question. Fight, that's a question. How can God fight for me and I'm not fighting for him? Put it on your refrigerator so you can see it every day. That should provoke you to not play the role of a victim. He fought for me. He's fighting for me. He will continue to fight for me. Shouldn't I fight for him?
Amen.
Yes, Lord. So whatever situation you're going through, it's okay as long as you don't play the role of a victim. God placed you there. Placement, he placed you there. But he wants you to fight your way out of it, not because of you, because others need to see what fight looks like. Your son that's growing up under you need to see your fight. Your daughter that's growing up under you need to see your fight. Your parents that are still here need to see your fight. Your friends, your enemies need to see your fight. The Bible says that wise man win souls. In other words, lost people are victims. They need to see you as being a victim. That's why you went through it. They know what you went through, but see, they also got to know what you overcame. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
If they saw your downfall, It's okay that they see your upcoming, your uprise, your overcoming moment. It's okay. You understand? Don't play the role of a victim. In other words, don't be lost all your life. It's time to get up and fight. Huh?
Yeah.
The third day. Let's get up and fight. Let's get ready to go ahead and pray, Ms. Tian.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the word that's gone forth. Really hope that everyone has truly received all that you have shared, Heavenly Father. And may we take it with us, Heavenly Father, to show others exactly how you showed us how to rise up, how to get in, get through any situation, and how to know, Heavenly Father, to stand on your solid ground, that in and through you all things are possible. We thank you for your Son, for setting that example of how we are to live our life and to show us how a righteous man rises up. We thank you for our ministry and we thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. We're going to leave it right there this morning. I just want that word to marinate in your spirit, okay? I just want it to marinate in your spirit. Make sure y'all share this with people, please. Because people need this word, because so many people are playing the role of a victim, although they have been victimized. God allowed it to happen, but he didn't allow them to stay there, okay? When we are called by God, when you're called, you go in the direction of the voice that you heard. Please don't be going downward, because that's not who calling you. I have
Amen.
A great morning. See y'all later on this evening.
Right. Bye-bye.